Previously on the BenHeck.com podcast.
What's the situation, Captain?
Microsoft has released a console a year ahead of ours.
Shit.
Roger, roger.
Achuva narupadu.
The illustrious Jabba asks why he must pay $60 for a Wii controller. I don't know why Xbox Live costs $50. No, that makes sense.
Nintendo. We got lots of that.
Sony, the more you tighten your grip, the more console sales will slip through your fingers. How do you like my sudden British accent?
Use a console gonna cost $600?
Viceroy, we've captured the gaming market.
Ah, victory.
Foreman, the CEO of Sony is very disappointed with your apparent lack of manufacturing progress.
But he asked the impossible. We need more blue diodes.
Now witness the power of this fully armed and operational Xbox Live Marketplace.
Wii, if only you knew the power of the next generation. Nintendo never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough, GameCube. He told me you killed him.
No, Wii. Get this. I am your father.
Wii! The PS3 will be strong, filled with features, and have unlimited power!
Victory? Xbox 360? No, no victory. Begun the console war has.
Okay, hello and welcome back to the third ever BenHeck.com podcast. I'm your host, Ben Heckendorn.
And I'm your wonderful co-host, Jason Jones.
Yes, and today we have Ben Heck Podcast, The Console Wars.
Dun, 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 dun.
It is a time of great tragedy. Yeah, we're going to talk about what we think is going to happen with the upcoming console wars, or skirmish, or however you want to put it. And Jones, what's your initial opinions on this?
I've got a 360, and so I've got that already in my entertainment center at home, so I've got a lot of experience playing that already, and a lot of things to like about it, and a few things to dislike. And then we've got the PS3, of course, launching November 17th here in America, and then the Nintendo Wii, formerly known as the Revolution, coming out on the 19th, so...
So the Revolution won't be televised.
No.
Just the Wii. Yeah. Well, so, yeah, we're going to go through each of the three systems, the pros and cons of each system as we see it, and then we're going to talk about what we think will happen this Christmas, next Christmas, and 5 years from now, based on territories. To be fair, the Xbox 360 has no chance in Japan, for instance.
Yes, yeah. Nothing can change that, so.
All right, well, let's get started, and hopefully it's somewhat interesting for you. We're going to start with the Xbox 360 and the pros of that system.
Well, it's already been out for a year, at least by the time that these new systems come out, it'll have been out for a year. So it has a large library of games already available for it.
And quality games, not just the ones on PS3 that look kind of crappy.
Yeah.
And the Wii, most of its launch titles is like SpongeBob's Wacky Adventures in the Bottom of the Ocean.
And Wario and the Doomsday Alchemist or something.
Yeah, you know, like basically a bunch of mini games and the pack-in Wii Sports. So anyway, the launch lineups for the other two systems looks a bit weak. Xbox, their launch is pretty decent, and now they've got even more games like Oblivion, Dead Rising, and Lost Planet will be out by then.
And a lot of the good games that came out for it at or around launch are now cheaper, like Call of Duty 2. I see that's dropped in price now.
And that became the first million seller for the 360.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, just
save
recently.
World War II again for the first time.
And again this holiday season when Call of Duty 3 comes out.
I think so. I've saved World War II about, I don't know, 4 or 5 times now, so I should get like a medal.
I would think so. You got to have a Purple Heart coming in the mail or something.
Well, let's see. I defeated the Kaiser in the original Medal of Honor in PS1, then kicked their butt again in 2002 in Medal of Honor, then Call of Duty 1, Call of Duty 2. So what is that? Okay, four? It's only four times, but that's not too bad.
Well, the new one comes out this holiday season, so you'll be able to get number five out of the way.
Yeah.
Then maybe that medal will show up.
If there's any battles left to be fought in World War II, I'm sure there's scroungers like, God, what else is going on in World War II? Russia? Wait, what about the Pacific? Oh, yeah, that was a whole other thing. Maybe they have a Flags of Our Fathers video game.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. The Xbox 360 also costs a lot less than the PS3 by a good deal, actually.
And also, the thing, too, is that with all these systems, they're all considered next-gen systems in terms of the fact that they're all coming out roughly in the same time period, and they're the new systems from each company. But I think it would be hard for anyone to argue that the Wii is in the same sort of category with the 360 and the PS3, like,
well, from
technology-wise.
Yeah.
So it's a very relevant comparison to compare those two on price, I would say.
Right, so you can't even... The Wii is cheaper, even though it's not that much cheaper.
Yeah.
But the Wii is cheap, but it's cheap because it's less of a machine.
Yeah, it's less...
And by the sound of it, the controller is a good share of the cost.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, I don't know, Xbox 360 is probably a good middle spot because, you know, new consoles have cost $300 since 1995.
Yeah.
And now they're $400, so that's like 33% inflation, which is just, that's pretty much normal.
Nothing for 10 years.
Well, that's about what
the
average,
system,
you know,
so.
It's not the 80s, so, or the 70s. That's about average amount of inflation, so that's not too bad. PS3, that's another can of worms.
And of course, we're talking about the $400 system for, in terms of that, there is the $300 360, which I personally don't understand why anyone would buy it. But
well, that's actually one of our cons. Is the core version even worth buying? I mean, I guess we can...
Yeah, we'll get to that, I guess, in a moment or two.
Yeah. But another thing we have is an established brand, not as established as Sony or Nintendo, but certainly more established than it was 5 years ago when the Xbox first launched, thanks to The Rock. But I think the other...
Alcatraz?
I've got to get off The Rock! Okay, I'll help you get off
I'll
The
help
Rock.
I'll help you, Sean.
The other pro that we have for the Xbox 360, which I think is probably going to be one of its greatest strengths, is the very well-established online infrastructure.
Yes, and I think we may have touched on this in the last podcast, maybe it was the first one, but... Xbox Live has been around for going on 5 years now, I believe.
Yep.
And so it's a very robust system. They've had a lot of time to work out the kinks on it, and there's just a lot of neat functionality that is stuff that like people with PCs have been enjoying for years, like being able to pull down demos of games, and you've got instant messaging with it. You've got voice chat. So, you know, if you got a friend in England who's got a 360, you could go online and talk to them.
Hey,
over the internet on your 360.
You had a question real quick. Does the PS3 have the gimmick where you can plug your headset into the controller? Like the Xbox does?
I'm not sure, actually.
Hmm. That's a good question. You know, I would assume that it does because...
Probably.
Sony does usually, you know, borrow ideas.
Yeah, I'd be kind of shocked if it doesn't do it. I looked at it earlier today briefly, and I saw that it's got a few various plugins on it. I think one of them is so that you can charge the controller like you can with the 360 while when the battery gets run down and
that
stuff
uses
like that.
Just regular batteries, right? Like two AAs, or does it like the
Xbox? I believe
Xbox?
The Xbox does. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They. But yeah, I think the online. I'm sure Sony has got something up their sleeve, even though we've hardly heard anything. Nintendo is about the same. But Xbox 360, we've seen it. We know what it is. It's there. It's solid.
The nice thing they do with it, too, which the other vendors may do as well, but one nice thing was one of the big complaints with the 360 Live system was, like, you can go online, you can download movie trailers, games, whatever, but if you wanted to download something, you had to stay on the download screen, and you could only download one thing at a time.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty dumb.
And then was pretty retarded. And then, but earlier this year, I think it was in May or June, they came out with an update for the dashboard, which, you know, you just fire up your machine and it pulls down the update automatically. And now you can
Even while you're playing the game.
Yeah, now you can queue up five downloads and go away from that and still navigate the live marketplace or play your game and the
right.
stuff downloads.
I did notice if you change your profile, though, if you switch another profile, it stops the downloads.
Yeah.
It only downloads while your profile's logged yeah. in.
Or if you're playing an online-based game, then it'll cut out the download, too, because it's using the online
bandwidth
and everything, so it tries to maximize it, I suppose.
Well, but you could, like, download a demo or whatever, then go, you know, eat some rat meat in Oblivion for a while.
Yeah. But the nice thing is that you're not chained to whatever you bought with the system, and they've said they plan on every 6 months updating the dashboard on the firmware,
yeah.
so...
But again,
cool.
I'm sure all three consoles will do something like that.
I would hope so.
Okay, well, let's move on to the cons. We're trying to make this a more lean, mean, efficient podcast, you know, less than 5 hours.
Oh, come on. What's the fun of that?
Okay, Xbox 360. More than likely, it's going to be less powerful than the PS3, at least on paper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I suppose, with the extra year, and, you know, they're coming out with their big, bad cell processor, so... We'll see how it works out. I know I was reading yesterday that they've got... somebody saw a demo for that Fight Night game, like Round 3, which is out for the 360, and they saw a demo of it for the PS3, and they said that the 360 one looked amazing, but the PS3 one actually looked even better, like as far as the skin
mm-hmm.
modeling and things like that.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see how much it gets taken advantage of, because they say the development cost is really high for actually both systems, really.
Right.
So.
Well, on the PS3, though, I know, well, maybe we should say this to the PS3, but they say all the different sub-processors in the cell all do different things, so it's not as easy to program.
Yeah.
It's not as easy to get all the extra juice out as the 360 is, which just has three identical cores. So, yeah, it's not as the most powerful system, but, of course, historically, the most powerful video game system never wins a generation.
Yeah.
The
so
closest maybe was the... Super Nintendo, which is debatable. It's a long-standing debate if it actually won
yeah.
that generation. Okay, another con of the...
So this could be a pro for the 360, actually, that it's not the most powerful system.
Right, it's kind of superstitious, but, you know, analysts probably are, too. Another con is that currently there's no digital video output in the current Xbox 360. It's all analog.
Yeah.
It has a digital... optical out for the audio, the TOS link, but it's all analog component. And someone could say that the $500 PS3 is the same way, it's only analog out, but still, I mean...
And they've rumored that they're going to add that in...
HDMI.
Yeah, soon, so... Which kind of bites for the people that have already bought the system, but
right.
then again, how many people are going to be using that
mm-hmm.
anyways, so in a couple of years more people will
yeah.
be, of course. But
well, they're also going to have like the new process, the CPU and GPU are going to be made like smaller and cooler, so I wouldn't be surprised if that happens at the same time as a rumored HDMI.
Yeah.
And maybe it could even be this Christmas, because they've been talking about it pretty much since the Xbox came out. The other con is the core version. The core version is only $50 more than a Wii. But is the $300 core even worth it? Because then you're going to have like a $50 memory card to do anything.
Yeah.
You're up to $350. The wired controller, you know, it's not as bad as no hard drive having
yeah.
a wired controller. But what do you think? Is it worth it?
No, I bought the premium system because back when I was looking to buy the system, you know, I kind of did some research on it a bit. And like I saw all sorts of comparisons where they said, well, if you bought a core system and then later on bought all the other stuff that you would get with the premium, you would end up paying like more like $500 for the system because of the hard drive costing something like $100 or something ridiculous, and the headset, and then the wireless controller.
Yeah, well, even if you didn't get a wireless controller, it would end up costing more.
It would still cost more, so I was just
yeah.
like, you know, I want the hard drive.
Right.
The regular Xbox had
mm-hmm.
a hard drive, and that was one of its greatest assets, I thought.
Well, I mean, that could be a negative of the Xbox 360. Both versions of the PS3 are going to have a hard drive, so all games can be programmed to assume you're going to have a hard drive.
Yeah.
Just the size of the difference. With the Xbox 360... the development teams have to assume that you might not have a hard drive.
Yeah.
Again, also on the same token, the small 20-gig hard drive, it's... Well, you don't think it's so small.
No, yeah, I've heard that complaint, you know, where people say, oh, it's a teeny-weeny little hard drive, and it's like,
right.
yeah, 20 gigs is kind of puny, you know, compared to, you know, any computer you buy now comes with, I think, an 80-gig drive in it.
At least.
But, I don't know, it's like, I've been playing mine for 6 months now. I usually hover between 3 and 5 gigs of free space on the thing, and that's because I've got like 10 demos on it at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And if I start to get under 3 gigs, I just delete some demos. The actual game saves and downloadable content take up very little space on the drive.
Right.
I've never deleted the crap that came on the 360. Like, there's that Titanic.
Yeah, that's like 5 gigs alone in that Adidas something. Commercial or whatever.
Yeah, you know, so...
Well, how could you delete James Cameron off a hard drive?
I don't know if it's possible, actually. Bill Paxton will probably knock on your door and knock your teeth out or something.
I can't believe you deleted me, son of a bitch!
But it's like, the only way I can see people really filling up their hard drive is if they never delete demos or if they rip CDs to the
hard
drive.
The same kind of people that have 90,000 things in their system tray on their computer.
Yes.
And a million shortcuts on their desktop and enough spyware to sync the Bismarck.
All that said, I imagine...
the accumulators.
Microsoft, I should say. I'm sure they'll eventually bump up the size of the hard drive in it, I have no doubt. But for me... the 20 gig is plenty big enough.
All right, and the last con of the Xbox 360 is that Japan just doesn't give a shit about it. And they're a big market, second biggest economy in the world, all that jazz. So
yeah.
It's not like it's a non-factor. I mean, people, oh, Japan doesn't matter. It's like, actually, they do.
Yeah, they matter a bit. So, but it's, there's no way. I mean, unless the thing was like a time travel device, I don't think it would ever
penetrate the market
in Japan. Just
right, the numbers on the Xbox 360 sales in Japan are pathetic. It's like 73,000 consoles. And
yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah. But, I don't know, and they had like that 99 Nights, which is supposed to, you know, people in Japan are supposed to like that, I guess.
Why do you think there's such a backlash? Is it just because it's an American system as
no,
opposed
because
to
they
Japanese,
say, like, people over there eat up iPods and stuff like that. I don't think it's because it's American system. I just think they just don't like it, and stuff like Final Fantasy and all the Nintendo kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what really pushes systems over there.
Right, like the PS3 at twice the price, well, almost. It'll demolish the Xbox 360 in Japan. I mean, we're going to get to that later, but it's just more of a Japanese kind of system. Well, it is a Japanese system.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can you say? But so, that's kind of a lost market, and, you know, but I still think, in general, the Xbox 360 will have a good life ahead of it. All right, now we're going to move on to the next system. We're going in order by date released, so it's released a whole 2 days before the Wii, so next is the PS3, if they get any built-in time, of course.
Exactly, they might have 10 out on the shelf.
And I did actually manage to come up with 4 pros for the system. The first one is that it's a very popular, well-established brand, much more so than Xbox or even the Nintendo. There's, 100 million PS2s out on the market? It is the 1,600-pound gorilla.
Yeah.
Just the brand itself. I would say that, you know, the Joe Q six-pack average or whatever they call these people, you know, the people that bought all these PS2s, they're not the ones online typing blogs, going on forums.
Yep.
They're just sitting there drinking their beer, watching Pimp My Ride and playing their PS2. So they're like this phantom market aren't very well established, unlike, you know, vocal fans of a system.
Yeah, because I got friends that have PS2s, you know, and like you said, they're totally not online people. The only reason they go online is for fantasy football and crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they all had PS2s and played all the EA games and everything on it.
Right, so that could be a large portion of them. I mean, it's just like, you know, you have an online thing for Serenity or Snakes in a Plane, but then when it gets out in the real world, no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
And on the reverse token, a lot of people might actually care about a new PlayStation machine, even though it's really expensive, but you just don't hear from them.
Yeah.
Because they're not the people on forums. So it's got that going for it.
The good thing with it, too, is they called it the PlayStation 3.
Right.
And, you know, didn't come up with some new name for it, because people just look at it as a natural progression. You know, it's like, well, my old one is PlayStation 2.
I can count.
PlayStation 3, so this one must be better.
They should have called it the Super PlayStation. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And it has the brand recognition and everything, because the name is ingrained in people's minds.
Exactly.
Now, so.
And another big positive of it is it still has some high-profile exclusive titles. It's lost several, but it still has Final Fantasy, big, especially in Japan, or here as well. I mean, big numbers. Gran Turismo, even though apparently the new Gran Turismo is just a port of Part 4 or whatever, but it still says Gran Turismo on it.
Yeah.
I mean, they could take a turd and put it in a CD box and call it Gran Turismo, and someone would buy it.
Actually, I gotta remember, I should email Sony and thank them for that, because that means I don't have to buy a PlayStation 3 for a good long time, since they just ported that instead of making a new one.
Yeah, well, it probably has something to do with the late dev kits. Yes, thank you. And I'll call it Microsoft and thank them for getting Grand Theft Auto, which saves me $600.
Yes.
Another pro of the PS3 is it's the most advanced system on the market. I guess that's pretty much not questioned.
Yeah.
However, we have questioned, you know, if developers will bother to get all the power out of it. I guess PS2 is supposed to be just like a hellish system to program for. You know, you heard that complaint,
yeah, and
you still hear it.
Everything that came out for it.
But it was most popular, so people released, I mean, they released games because that's where the money was. Atari 2600 was a horrific system to program for. They had to, like, program everything by timing the scan lines and clock cycles.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But you know what? They made tons of games because that's where the money was. So yeah. Same thing could happen with PS3 if it sells. That's kind of the question mark.
Yeah.
And the other pro that I have for it is that the cheap version of the PS3 is better than the cheap version of the Xbox 360, even though it's $200 more.
Yeah, so it should be, I suppose.
Right, but it's not as crippled compared to the other version.
Yeah, because it has the hard drive. And
right.
Basically, what does it lose? It loses built-in Wi-Fi and the HDMI stuff. Those are, I think, the main...
And some memory slots, but who cares? Yeah. I mean, they both have USB ports, so you can hook up your digital camera.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you would do that.
I have a digital camera. I've never hooked it up to my 360, even though you can. So
well, I plugged a thumb drive into a 360, and you can change the wallpaper. That was pretty cool. But
yeah, that was kind of slick.
One thing I did notice, I hooked up a thumb drive with like MP3s on it that weren't secured.
Oh.
And you can't copy them to the Xbox hard drive. At least I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Really?
Yeah. You can rip CDs. All right, so that's about all the pros we have for the PS3. Now we're going to get into the much easier topic, which is cons of the PS3. Most obvious being it costs a shitload of money. $600, I mean, that conjures images of the 3DO and the Neo Geo in my head.
Yeah, it kind of breaks that barrier of the $500 mark, which, yeah, it's just $600 just... It is a lot of money, and it sounds like a lot of money.
Well, that's because it is a lot of money.
You know, it's like...
Well, you've gone from the console costing $300 to $600.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming that you want the best version. I mean, that's twice as much in 6 years.
And they
that's a little beyond the rate of inflation.
And they're
maybe
big,
not the rate of housing inflation.
Well, still their big problem is they keep saying, well, you're getting a cheap Blu-ray player. And it's like,
yeah, but do you
cares?
Really want that?
It's,
yeah.
You know, as long as it can play DVDs still, I think people would be happy.
Right.
As long as it can play all the latest and greatest games. And, I mean, that's why you buy a game console.
I mean, but they're using it as an agenda to push the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But right now, every Blu-ray movie, I mean, pretty much they all star Mila Jovovich, and that's...
And they're all $30.
Yeah, and it's like, oh...
So why should I pay double for this again? You know, it's...
Like, I mean, yeah, maybe it'd be cool to, you know, get Spider-Man 3 on Blu-ray or...
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like HDTV. Most of the first titles are either, you know, from the respective companies that release the formats or everything. On Blu-ray is mostly Columbia or Revolution Studios or whatever. So, you know, you've got your Fifth Element, Ultraviolet, Underworld 2. Are you still with us? Yeah. And HD, you know, is a bunch of Clint Eastwood stuff.
Yeah.
And Warner Brothers, etc.
Yeah.
Last Samurai, all Jones's favorite movies.
Yes. Nothing wrong with Clint.
He's right.
The man, but I'm not going to get an HD player anyway, so.
I was looking at the specs for HD. I think like a single-sided disc only holds 15 gigs. So it's what? About
a third of a Blu-ray or something like
right,
that.
Right, it's about maybe a little over 3 times as much as a DVD.
Yeah.
So it is going to be more compressed, and Blu-ray is, well, we've discussed that already, so we won't get into it.
Yeah, it's just
yeah.
I think they would have been better off. I think it's a shame that Blu-ray is Sony's format because that's kind of impacting this whole console war because they really want to push Blu-ray because they saw what it did for DVDs when they put in
right.
the DVD playback support in the PS2.
And they're using the popularity of the PlayStation brand to try to do it. They're basically using...
Which is going to backfire, I think. But
yeah, it does. But I mean, they have the right to do it, but yeah, it is kind of... Yeah, it's kind of like UMD. It's like, oh, yeah, this can be the new big thing. You want the PSP, you're going to have UMD. Like, a year later, it's like cricket, 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 you know?
Yeah, and it's going the road of DivX, basically.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, another con is that they're starting to lose. They still have a lot of good exclusives, but they also are losing quite a few, like Grand Theft Auto especially,
yeah.
Which is what did you say? It's one of the top three franchises of the last decade, like with Final Fantasy and Gran Turismo.
Yeah, I looked up on like Wikipedia or something, and they had the top selling games of all time, and like Gran Turismo 3 sold 14 million some copies, and then the last two, Grand Theft Autos, Vice City, and San Andreas, each sold over 13 million apiece.
That's a
pretty big
good
deal.
Chunk, yeah. And another thing, I think, well, I'm a big Grand Theft Auto fan. I would say Grand Theft Auto is probably more of a more common, you know, Joe Sixpack title again.
Mm-hmm.
So the impact of losing that for PS3 might not be immediately noticeable on the internet.
Yeah.
Again, I'm, you know, going into the real world kind of stuff, but I really think that's a factor people don't think about. Well, like the producers of Snakes in a Plane.
Well, and the rumor we heard, too, was that the 360 one actually has exclusive launch date. Like, that it's going to get it before the PS3, which we still haven't confirmed, I don't think. But
even if it's the same day,
it's still a big deal if it's the same day.
But I mean, okay, granted, the PS3 will probably be less money by October 19th or whenever that is. I always love Grand Theft Auto titles. Always come out around my birthday. Still, even if the PS3 is less money, the Xbox will be even
less money. Yeah.
So it's going to be a cheaper way to play one of the top games. So we'll have to see, and I would bet you that Rockstar is targeting. Well, like a lot of companies say, they're targeting the specs to Xbox 360, and then basically porting it over to the PS3. So I highly doubt you'd see any difference between the versions. Okay, another con is the controller is a joke on the PS3. They haven't.
It's the same.
It's the same goddamn controller after 10 years, and now it has tilt functionality. And I give the Wii a lot of crap, but the PS3 that is just ridiculous.
Pathetic.
Well, think about it. You have this controller that has tilt functionality. At least the Wii is like some sort of wand that lends itself to, you know, having a position.
It's meant to do it.
Yeah, but this is they've just thrown it into this thing and then said that's why we have the lack of rumble. We all know where the lack of rumble comes from.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, too, because it's like they can't say that it was meant to be in there because it's a 10-year-old controller. You know, it wasn't designed for it. Where, you know, the Wii, at least, it's meant to do that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's kind of sad that Sony felt they had to go and stick that in there to distract people from not having rumble, or I don't know what their reasoning was.
And they couldn't even swap the D-pad and left analog around, like, other system, like the GameCube, Xbox, Xbox 360. I mean, you know, I have taken apart many a controller in my day, and there's absolutely no reason they couldn't do that space-wise.
It'd be a simple thing to do.
Maybe I should hack up mine. Yeah, why don't I? I mean,
switch it around.
Yeah, and say, hey, check this out. Actually, I think people have done that. So another con is that the PS2 is still a huge seller. I think it actually is one of the top-selling systems, like right behind the DS. I mean, it sells more than the Xbox 360. Of course, it costs a third the price.
Yeah.
But it's still very popular.
Doing well.
And a lot of the big titles like God of War 2, I mean, God of War 2 is coming out for the PS2, along with that one about the Japanese dog or whatever that just came out that's supposed to be pretty cool.
Yeah, they're still bringing stuff out for it pretty regularly, like that Test Drive Unlimited game that just came out that's actually on the PS2.
Oh, really?
Also. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that. But so, I mean, yeah, the developers are still... I mean, it's kind of dumb not to, like we said, you know, there's over 100 million of these things in the world.
Right, I mean, and with the PS1, I mean, these systems seem to drop support for their old systems pretty quickly. I mean, especially the Nintendo 64 is probably about the worst. It was like, bam, night and day, dead. You know, even though its install base is greater than the Xbox One or GameCube, but they just dropped it like a hot potato, you know, when the GameCube came out. And Sony kind of did the same thing with the PS1. I mean, I know they had a lot of, like, the Disney games or whatever. I think they had, like, one Siphon Filter game or something. But they pretty much, you know, forgot about it. The PS3 has an even larger install base. So can they do that? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they will, because it's going to be, like, their cash cow still. Because it probably makes a profit on, like, the PS3, which probably secretly costs 20 grand a unit. What do we know? I guess the other con is that... Maybe Sony didn't even want to release the PS3 this year. Maybe they would have liked to wait. I mean, looking at their production woes, it's not hard to believe, but so on Microsoft probably forced their hand, you know?
Well, and originally wasn't their targeted launch like next March or April, which is actually when it's getting released in Europe now. But I thought I read that originally it was going to be March 07, and now they bumped it up almost 6 months.
Right, and if you look at the way the if you look at the problems they've been having trying to make a November launch,
yeah,
you can kind of see that originally they probably would have been a lot better off with a March 2007, and that's a good point.
Well, yeah, they would have had they would have had a few million systems at launch at that point, you know, and
right.
had some production wrinkles worked out too. So
right,
I mean, you know, that could work, and it's to the negative for it because, you know, like, what do they say? There's going to be 400,000 of them at launch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot of that, like we've talked about before, where people are going to go in the store. Maybe the PS3 is their number one choice.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe mom and dad are out
right.
there with the Christmas list. PS3 is number one choice. Well, it's not here. Well, the kid said their second choice was a 360 or mm-hmm. maybe a Wii, whatever. You know, and so away it goes, and all those sales flutter away, and they go to the other vendors because they have their product there on the
right.
shelf, and they're ready for them.
Yeah, it's possible that maybe a couple years ago, Sony expected Microsoft to release the Xbox 360 or whatever in 2006, and when Microsoft put it a year ahead of time, basically Sony had to shift up their schedule, and that's probably one of the things. I mean, we're just speculating, but it's probably very likely. All right, that's pretty much it for the PS3. So now we're on to the last system to be released by a whole 2 days, the Nintendo Wii. Now, I know people have thought that I'm a Wii hater, you know, hate a player, but or whatever they say. But, you know, I just, I question it. People question the PS3, I question the Wii. I also question the PS3. I mean, what can I say? because none of us have played either system. Well, I mean, you know, Joe Q Public Gamer hasn't, at least.
Yeah.
But we're going to start with the pros of the Wii, what we see are its major selling points, in our opinion. I would say its number one major point is that it has the most diehard fanboys of any system.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt in that.
They run around with their pitchforks and torches, storming the castle, letting you know about their system and defending it.
Melting PS2s and Xboxes along the way.
I mean, so it's going to have a lot of guaranteed sales, sight unseen. It will sell well. I don't know if it'll sell all the copies they make, because they're going to have an ample supply, because I'm sure it was not that hard to make.
Yeah, they said there's going to be 4 million of them by the end of the year, I guess, so.
Yeah, you know.
They'll probably sell most of them, I would guess.
Are you sure? Because what were the GameCube sales? Like 10 million total?
I thought it was more like 15 or so, and then the Xbox was like 20, wasn't it, or something?
Well,
and then the PS2 was, you know, light years ahead, of course, so.
Okay, how about this? Do you think it will sell better initially than the GameCube did? Because I remember seeing a lot of GameCube sitting around the shelves at Walmart, even back in 2001.
Yeah, I don't know, it's hard to say. I think it'll sell well. I think it'll outsell the PS3 this holiday season.
Oh, well, it'll definitely do that, but only, I think,
because of the shortages,
the price to an extent, but people will still, I mean, we've just said that people will still buy a PS3 no matter how expensive it is, because, you know, people buy Hummers. So, yeah, the fanboys, it's the cheapest of the new systems. That accounts for something, but you could also say that what happened to the GameCube? It was the cheapest right out of the gate, too, by $100.
Well, and why is it the cheapest, too? You know,
so well,
you get into the whys of it, and then you start to, you know, you see the specs on it, and it's, you know, GameCube 2.5 or whatever you really want to call it. You know, it's
basically it's the strength of
an Xbox, maybe a little better. And
yeah, it's got more RAM than an Xbox, I think, but not a heck of a lot more.
No hard drive, though.
No hard drive. It does have 512 megs of internal flash memory to store your virtual console games to or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I guess, I mean, that's better than having to buy a $50 64 meg memory card for an Xbox 360.
Yes.
But how do you transfer it out? It's still the cheapest. I mean, at least there's only one version of it. That's actually something we've never even talked about. There's one version of it. It costs $250.
Which is a strength,
it is a strength.
People can go in and buy one thing.
It's
people like simple shopping, so.
Mm-hmm. Another pro is the completely new style of controller that may intrigue non-gamers who are used to TV remote controls. This is pretty much their whole strategy, it would seem. Yes, I guess that could be a pro, but
Sometimes difference is a good thing. So
it's my opinion, though, that you either play games or you don't. Like Dale, in your other podcast, he doesn't
Well, actually, he plays video games more than he used to. He plays, like, Neo Geo, and he plays PS2 sometimes. But I'd call him a non-gamer.
Yeah, I don't think he's the sort of person that would go out and buy a game system. Like, if you, right. you didn't live here and have a PS2 and all and the Neo Geo,
right.
he wouldn't play them.
Exactly. But they're yeah. here, and Dave and I play video games, so he plays them as a social thing to be included.
Yeah.
But as a, yeah, as a person himself, he wouldn't buy one. So if they're trying to sell it to non-gamers, I am not convinced that that's the way to go.
Yeah.
But then, like, I remember a long time ago, my mom used to play N64 with my little brother.
Oh, yeah?
And I wouldn't picture my mom as a playing video game, but she played it because it was there.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, my brother's system. But you know what? And she understood the controls. I mean, you know, she's driven a car before.
Yeah.
She knows how to make Mario go around a race. She understands a joystick and a button. Yeah, I mean, I could, like, a really non-gamer, like my stepdad, going back to my family.
Yeah.
There's no way he'd play any of that.
Yeah,
and they show these, you know, older people in the commercials and whatnot playing these video games. I'm not convinced that my grandma would see the Wii and say, "Oh, look at this."
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, my dad.
Because my grandma does send email, so maybe she's a little ahead of the curve. I don't know.
Like, my dad likes to golf, but you know what? He goes out to the golf course and he golfs. You know, it. And he's not going to play Zelda or anything. It's
right.
If there are racing games that were cool, he might think about playing those, because I know he's intrigued whenever I've got, like, Gran Turismo or
right.
Forza there playing it.
And, of course, that's in a system where you can get a wheel attachment and...
Yeah, all that other good stuff, so...
Yeah, well, allegedly some of these games, like Excite Truck, you hold the Wii controller kind of left and right, kind of like a corn piece of corn on the cob, and
okay.
then you tilt it like this, like you're doing a steering wheel to steer... Mm. But again, as of that, yeah. I mean, a steering wheel has a center axis of rotation that is locked into your car.
Yeah, because you're going to go and put your hands too close
holding
together.
Holding a controller in midair, it's how do you know where dead center is? How do you know? You know what
yeah.
I mean? I still come back to that. As we'll see. I mean...
But it could... It's
it could
plus work. Because it's different compared to the other systems, so it...
I really want to play one. I'd love
yeah.
to have a chance to play one. Although on paper, when I think about things like that, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, I'd love to play one too. Mm-hmm. So
well, I'm sure we will.
I know we're going to rush right out when it comes out.
Yeah, we'll go right to Best Buy and like
find one on display.
Move all the rabid fanboys out of the way.
Yeah, you know? Get out of the way. We have a podcast we need to do where we can report on what we think of it.
I'm Ben Hagenhorn, goddammit. I'm like, who?
Exactly.
Yeah,
get out
like
of my
in the real world.
Yeah.
Okay, the other pro we have is it has a virtual console to allow download of old Nintendo games.
Yeah.
I guess this is a good selling point.
Yeah, it could be nice, you know, for people that don't have an old Nintendo or old Super Nintendo.
I know a lot of people that do. I mean, you have a Nintendo, I have a Nintendo, Dave has a Nintendo. A lot of people still have these things laying around.
But it could be a good thing, too, because there's certain games that were maybe hard to find, you know, whatever, that maybe they'll have out on it. And, you know, you'd have to pay some ridiculous, you know, if you wanted to get Romance of the Three
right.
Kingdoms or something mm-hmm. it's probably like a $30 game used still or something ridiculous
right.
like that. You know,
well,
if you can get it for $3.
Well, they have the pricing, actually. It's 5 for NES, 8 for SNES, 10 for Nintendo 64.
That's what it was, 5, 8, 10.
I had to say, I think five is a little steep. Well, of course, what is Street Fighter 2 on Xbox Live Arcade, like $15?
No, it was... Oh, God, what was it?
I mean, like
it was
real
like
dollars.
$8 or $10.
Oh, really? In
like
real
that.
Dollars?
I still thought that was maybe a little steep, though, for it myself.
Right, but how about a 128K ROM of a 20-year-old game for $5? So you could probably get... I mean, at least here in Madison, there's like 2 or 3 stores at minimum where you can go and get Nintendo cartridges. A good selection, too.
Well, and the nice thing, too, like it's... Not to bring the 360 into it, but like 360 does similar stuff to this virtual console with the Xbox Arcade, where
right.
they brought out Street Fighter 2. And one thing we haven't learned yet, as far as the Wii is concerned, is it just going to be a ROM of the old game,
or reprogrammed
or are
by
they
Digital Eclipse?
Tweak stuff.
Yeah.
Like for the Arcade Street Fighter 2, you can play it online against people now.
Right.
Like they added new functionality to the game that wasn't there before.
Well, I would almost
and Smash TV was the same way also.
I think it'd be cool if they just had the ROMs and emulated it because of the look and feel. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, like Smash TV on the Xbox 360, it was reprogrammed.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's pretty accurate. It's probably a little easier than the arcade because the arcade was pretty hellish. But, yeah, it'd be interesting to see, you know, if you could, like, play online Contra with someone in Japan or something. That'd be pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, and, like, that'd be sweet.
But on that token, is it just going to be first-party Nintendo games for the Virtual Console? I mean, has there been any word on that?
Well, they said, like, Sega is supposed to have games come out for it, too, I know.
Yeah, but aren't they, like, Genesis games? And they've mentioned TurboGrafx-16, because, you know, so many people remember and love that system.
Everybody played Keith Courage, you know, so.
Well, actually, in Japan, it was pretty popular, so.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
I didn't know anybody over here that owned one.
Well,
know,
no, so. Not over here. But in Japan, it was, it came out about 2 years earlier, like, 87 in Japan. In fact, I think they had a CD add-on before the Genesis was even released here.
Well, the TurboGrafx must have been the Xbox equivalent in the United States.
Yeah,
or whatever,
pretty much.
It was just a boat anchor.
Yeah, flip-flopped. I would say, though, I mean, I would hope that they didn't just have first-party games. First-party games are fine and all, you know, like Dr. Mario and all that, Mario 3, but...
Well, there are a lot of cool Konami games
and stuff,
you know, which are... Like, I love the Konami games better than anything.
Like, like Nintendo. Contra, Castlevania. Those are all my favorites. Or Capcom, Mega Man, Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers. That was a pretty badass game on the NES.
Yeah, DuckTales.
I would hope, I would hope you could at least download some of those. If it's only first party, that's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it probably isn't, because, you know, Konami will be like, wow, I can make some money off Contra or whatever.
Yeah. Off old games, you know, we can make free money, so.
Yep, exactly.
Everybody likes free money.
We could say the dreaded... E word here, and if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know about emulation on your PC, so I won't get into it, but you know, you've already bought the cartridge. I don't see a big problem with, I've downloaded ROMs. Who hasn't? I mean, we've all downloaded illegal music, haven't we? let's talk brass tacks.
Yeah, nobody's immune.
Right. But you know what I'd usually do is if it's a game I never got a chance to play or can't find the cartridge, that's what I'd download a ROM of because I just want to experience it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Are these obscure titles going to be available on this virtual console? Who knows?
Yeah,
we'll
depends
see.
Depends how much effort it takes, I suppose, to port them over to it because, you know,
right.
Why stick money in
If it's an emulation, though, you don't have to port it. You just have to make an emulator. And you would think Nintendo could make perfect emulators of their systems because other people have. Well, pert near. Okay, well, we're going to move on to the cons now of the Wii as we see it. I'd say probably the biggest, you know, negative is that it is by far the least advanced of the new consoles.
Yeah.
If you think of it spec-wise, it's basically like a 2002 machine.
That's thing, really. It's only next-gen because it's the new Nintendo system.
Controller is where probably a lot of the cost is, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're charging, $60 for the controller and the nunchuck?
Yeah, it's $40 for the wand part. I'll call it the wand. I don't care. I know it's called the Wiimote, but I don't like saying Wiimote. It makes me sound like I'm in kindergarten. the wand is $40, because wand is a much better word, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
The wand is $40, and the nunchuck thing is $20. So you've got a $60 controller there. So it's like, we will play together, you know, bring your friends over. Don't play online like a nerd. Okay, but I need a $60 controller or at least $40 for every friend, and it starts to add up. Why didn't you give us two controllers?
Yeah, in the first place.
If we are supposed to play together.
Yeah.
It's, you know...
Because then it would have been $300.
Yeah, probably.
and then it wouldn't have had any price advantage.
The thing that I think is funny, I know we talked about this other day, is for several months Nintendo said it would be less than $250, and the sheer volume of people that for some reason thought that meant $179
or
$199. Or
$200, yeah.
No, it means $249.
And we were even on the record in our podcast a few weeks ago as saying it was going to be $250, so...
Yeah, it's...
Because when they say it's going to be less than $250, it's $249.99. Doesn't matter what the product is.
And, and another thing, the kind of the flip of the coin of one of the pros is the completely new style of controller might turn off traditional gamers like us.
Yeah, because I liked the GameCube and N64. Granted, they had different controllers, but they were still working off the same concept as the others, you know, where this is just... kind of going off into left field.
See,
somewhere.
I think if you had like a virtual reality helmet, I know that sounds far out, but if you had a virtual reality helmet and you used the Wii inside of that,
it'd be great.
It would be awesome. Imagine like Oblivion. Like it took up your full field of view and you had like the nunchuck in your left hand and a sword in your right hand and they represent two controllers and you see like your shield and your sword moving around in space based off that. That would rule, but the thing is, we don't have virtual reality yet, so all this 3D stuff is still being translated to a 2D screen.
Yeah.
And I just don't see it being as useful for that.
Yeah, and the big thing you hear, too, is that people are like, well, graphics aren't everything and all that. And it's like, well, no, they're not. But it's like, if people didn't want updated graphics and stuff to look better and better, we'd still be playing Double Dribble and right. all those old Nintendo games.
Well, people still play those, but the thing is, but they don't play the previous generation, like PS1.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a game has to become a certain age before it becomes cool again.
Yeah.
Because right now, like N64, it looks like garbage to a general gamer.
Yeah.
And 10 years from now, it'll be retro.
Yeah.
Like if you remember, like in the late '90s, like the Genesis. I mean, you could get one for like $19 at Funko Land or whatever. It was basically junk.
Yeah.
But now that it's older, yet it becomes valuable. It's much like an antique.
Yeah.
And you know, Nintendo was, you know, a baby's toy when the Genesis came out, but now that's cool again. It just takes enough time.
Yeah.
So, but your point is, if you have last-gen graphics, it's kind of seen as out of date.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have, you know, old graphics, then that's seen as cool. So that could hurt the Wii, because for all intents and purposes, you could say it's a current-gen or, you know, yeah. Xbox-level system as far as technology goes.
Well, and I had a friend over yesterday, and he's got a PS2, and he had the new Madden game for it, and then I've got the new Madden for the 360, and he was over and he wanted to play it, and so we played against each other, and he's like this is so much better than mine and blah 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 and looks great. And
mm-hmm.
you know, I went online and I looked at images of the Wii version of the new Madden, and it looks like
current
a PS2
gen. Yeah,
you know, it's like there's a lot of people that, sorry, graphics do matter.
Yeah.
And for other games, you know, like games like Oblivion, the graphics are great, and the system's so powerful that it can have this enormous world
right.
in it with
well,
those
would
great
you rather,
graphics.
Would you rather see a movie that has the special effects of, like, the cheesy crap like Van Helsing or, like, Spider-Man 2, where they actually did it good, you know?
Yeah.
It makes a difference. I mean, look at the box office. People want things that look real. I mean, video games, they're striving for photorealism, like Fight Night Round 3.
Yeah.
It's getting close. If you squinted your eyes, I mean, getting close, and why not? I mean, video games are meant as an extension of your normal mundane lives, and like the ultimate goal is to create something like The Matrix, where you jack in and it's a whole new world, almost like a dream.
Yeah.
And that's going to come from graphics and technology.
Yeah.
And virtual helmets and wands. So it's not all a bad idea. We're just not convinced by the graphics.
Yeah, it's just too soon as far as the controls, I think.
Right, right. And we had another thing, the much-touted virtual console download prices seem a bit high. Yeah, I think they are a bit high. I originally had heard iTunes-like pricing. But
yeah, which it's not. So.
No. I'd pay a buck for a ROM, but $5? Not so convinced. I mean, yeah. You'd probably get a cartridge for $5. I mean, what are they usually at pre-played? I mean, some of them are more, but
yeah, it depends what it is.
On average, it's probably like
five, something like that.
But that's for a real physical cartridge.
Yeah,
you know,
and for me personally, I'm not that nostalgic about that many games that I'm going to go out there and spend that money on them either.
Right.
You know
what I was just thinking, Jones? If someone were to make a really kick-ass, easy-to-use AV switcher, maybe people would hook up more of their systems if they could just, you know,
yeah,
switch between them quickly, because, you know, TVs usually have quite a few inputs, but it's still finite, you know.
Well, yeah,
how many can
it's quite
up.
The mess of crap behind my TV with all my systems hooked up there.
Definitely.
Because I've got the old coax connectors for the Super Nintendo and the Nintendo and the Genesis. And
yeah, even mine, I have PS2, I mean, TV here, I have PS2, NES, and Genesis, and it's pretty messy. And a lot of those old controllers, the cables aren't very long. You forget how short they are when you've had to hook them up now. Okay, and this is something I just found about the Wii has Wi-Fi, but it has no Ethernet port. I was like, huh?
Yeah, that, I don't know, that makes no sense to me. But I suppose they saved $5 or something by doing that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
I really don't understand what the thinking was there.
It's kind of like one of those things, probably like the iMac originally not having a floppy drive. People are like, what? And, you know, like 5 years later, it might make sense.
Yeah.
It's probably one of those things because, well, I mean, like if I were to put I have my router here at my desk. So if I was wanted to put a console online in the living room, it would behoove me to use Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But,
well, yeah, I applaud them for putting the Wi-Fi in it, but they should have put the Ethernet in it too, because I know I hook my 360 up with cable all the time, and I'm finishing my basement now, and I'm running data to every room so I can just hard connect everything. And
well, I have Wi-Fi, and I use it with my laptop, because when I plug my laptop into my desk, it's one less thing to plug in.
Yeah.
So it's handy. Do you have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I've got Wi-Fi at home, but I didn't want to see, and this is where it's nice that the Wii has it built in, is I didn't want to bite the bullet and spend $90 or whatever the heck it is for the 360 Wi-Fi adapter.
Even though
which
we've
is
now
extreme.
Heard that you can just get a regular. Yeah. Sometimes there's some sort of chipset.
I think you can use
prism.
A USB.
Right, anything with a prism chipset works, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay, and the final thing that makes me raise an eyebrow about the Wii is the price of the controller. I know a wireless Xbox 360 controller is $50, but a full Wii controller is $60 for a system that's supposed to be quote-unquote less expensive.
Yeah.
That seems expensive. So you see these pictures of, you know, four friends waving their arms around, you know, in front of their Wii, and so that, what is that? That's $250 plus 40 times 3 is like $120.
And if you get your nunchuck thing, that's another $60. So,
per.
Yeah, so you're up to $180 plus $250 for the three controllers. Yeah.
And that's getting up there. And the pack-in game, I've heard of it. I saw screenshots of it on GameSpy, and
it's pretty bad.
It looks like a Nintendo 64 game.
At best.
Now, if you see a picture of that on the back of the package at the store, again, what are you going to think? I mean, I would think TV
You'd
game.
Think Play School or something, yeah.
I mean, you know what? I mean, I know this is just one game. It's just a tech demo, but people will form these opinions about things looking childish. I mean,
Twilight Princess looks good on it.
Right.
I've looked at pictures. It looks good.
Well, of course,
it's not like it's got garbage for graphics, but yeah, something like Wii Sports, you look at that, and it's like, what the hell is this? I mean, it's like Tinker Toys.
Yeah, I know. Why not just... You know, make people, because, you know, people are going to be playing it. Why do you have to have these, like, you know, like MSN-looking avatars of lumps running around? I mean, hell, look at, like...
Yeah, like Weebles wobble things
well,
running
around. Look at, like, awesome Neo Turf Masters in the Neo Geo. It has people in it.
Yeah.
And it's cartoony graphics, but, you know, it looks good.
I applaud them for at least packaging a game in with the system.
That's true.
I mean, the 360 had Hexic HD or whatever on it, but I mean, at least the Wii, they're putting something in with the system, which is something that has gotten lost in the last, what is it, 10 years now?
Pretty much.
Because I don't even know, did they ever package anything with the 64?
No.
I know the Super Nintendo had Super Mario World.
Yeah, the 64 didn't have anything. I think the PS1, didn't they have Ridge Racer or Battle Area Toshinden, wasn't it?
I think later on they had a one where you could get games packed with it.
Or it had like a demo disc. All right, well anyway, now we're just going to discuss how we kind of see all these systems battling it out. What do we expect to see this Christmas? I mean, we've kind of already gone over this, but... I think the Xbox 360 will do pretty well. It's going to have more titles, and it's... The next-gen system that people will actually be able to find.
Yeah, it's going to grab some of those PS3 people that won't be able to find a PS3, I think.
Some or a lot.
Well, a lot, probably, but...
Yeah.
Because, like we talked about, a lot of the, you know, Sony's losing a lot of their exclusives, and people are going to see that and be like, well...
And they'll see the
price. I can get a 360 now for less money. The graphics look damn near the same.
Yep.
And... You know, I can go buy my controllers and a game, and I'll be up to the price of what just the PS3 would have been.
Okay, the Wii will definitely outsell the PS3, which will be a big victory, I guess, but only because there just won't be enough PS3s. I mean, the PS3s, they'll probably sell out like in a day. It'll be just ridiculous.
Yeah, they'll be gone.
People will still, I mean, they're expensive, but people will buy them.
People will have them on eBay for $1,000 or $1,500, and... Some other idiots will buy them for that much. And
yeah, I remember Dale and Dave were talking that their big scheme was to try to get a PS3 and to sell it on eBay. And I was like, you guys, you're too lazy to get one. It'd be too difficult.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't try it. I mean, who cares if I can make $500?
Well, I read a lot of people online saying that, too. And it's like, yeah, good luck finding one. Maybe, you know, some of those people will succeed. But
it'll be people like working at GameStop or like at a Walmart. And they'll like
set
one aside.
Pull one aside, yeah.
So, yeah, I would still say the Xbox will probably outsell the Wii this Christmas. Because people looking for a next-gen system, they're not going to look at the Wii, they're going to look at the Xbox 360 when they can't find a PS3. I mean, Nintendo's going to have a lot more systems built because it's a simpler system, but like we said earlier, I mean, I saw a lot of GameCube sitting around 2 years or 5 years ago. Too bad Dale wasn't here because he was working at Walmart when all three of those systems came out, but... I think he said pretty much the same thing. Everyone was getting PS2s and some Xboxes and not a heck of a lot of GameCubes at launch.
Well, the other thing, too, is Microsoft hasn't completely shown their hand yet either, because I've read things that Microsoft people in Australia have said about having 360 bundles where they would have, it'd be like the premium system or whatever, and it would have 99 Nights and Project Gotham Racing 3 packaged in with it. Don't know what the price would be, but you got to figure Microsoft's probably still, they've been quiet for the last couple of months. They're probably going to put something out there.
Like we say, I mean, if you have a $400 system and you include two games, okay, those might be $50 games, but it's like a 50-cent disc
or it's a 50-cent
piece of plastic.
Yeah.
It might be lost sales, but if you sell systems because of it, that's fine.
Yeah.
And so, again, that's easy to do. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did that, because what do they care? They're Microsoft. They have untold amounts of money.
Yeah. Can do whatever the hell they want. So.
All right, so here's a big thing. What do you see happening by next Christmas?
I think the 360 will still be in the lead, I think. Probably,
and it'll probably be cheaper by then.
Yeah, it'll have dropped, and they'll probably have they'll probably have gotten rid of the core system by then. The premium system that we have now will become like the cheaper model. Yeah, maybe an HD system, but it'll be the cheaper one.
Right. So
and then they'll make a new high-end system that would have like the HD DVD player built into it and stuff.
Right. So there could be maybe like the $300 one will have
the hard drive,
like 20 gig and maybe a wireless control. And the $400 one might have a bigger hard drive maybe and HD. Yeah, I could totally see that happening. So the prices wouldn't change, but the value would increase.
Yeah.
Also, I would say they'd almost have to lower the price of the PS3 by 2007, Christmas.
Yeah, they won't have any choice.
Especially by around the time that Grand Theft Auto comes out, I would say. That's probably when it would happen, is like October. They wouldn't have a choice, because even when they lower the price, I highly doubt they'll get down to Xbox levels.
No, I can't see.
Well, I mean, the cheap one might be $400. That's probably what it'll do. Like, be like $100.
Yeah,
because traditionally game consoles would drop, you know, like $25 or whatever after a year. But since these consoles are so much more expensive, when they drop a percentage like that, it ends up being like $100 off, not just like $50, because $50 is barely noticeable.
Well, once they start to sell more of them, they get to the point where they're losing less money on each system than the more they sell. And so
and when they improve their manufacturing and
All those different processes, so it all works to the advantage of the consumer in the end, of course.
Right, exactly.
And with the Wii,
the next year,
I would imagine the price will drop on that, too. It might not be as significant. It might be more like $200.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
But I could see them, by that time, packaging like Twilight Princess with the system, by Christmas next year.
Well, they
year,
did that with the GameCube. They started packaging, like,
like Metroid in with it and stuff like that, and they had like a Donkey Kong Kongo.
But that was when they had all those unsold GameCubes. It was almost like liquidating.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought. But yeah, I could see them doing that with the Wii. Well, okay, I mean, I think the PS3, people will buy it. I mean, I actually think the PS3 in the end will sell more than the Wii when all is said and done.
I agree.
In all territories. I would say the PS3 will sell less than it did. Xbox 360 will sell more than its predecessor.
Yeah.
How do you think the Wii will do compared to the GameCube?
Less
or more?
Less, I would think, actually. It's just I think it's one of those things where the only people who give a crap about it are the fanboys, and that's great, but I just think it's going to have a real hard time. You know, like my friends with their PS2s, you know, they know how to play their PS2.
Right.
And the funny thing was, when we played that Madden yesterday, my friend had the PS2 one. He came over and played the 360 one. All the buttons mapped the same between the systems. So he knew exactly how to play it on the 360.
Whereas
still.
In the Wii, you're supposed to like move the controller back to hike the ball, then like push one of the D-pad buttons and then wave the controller to throw it. I mean,
like,
this is more complicated.
Yeah, you're going to be throwing interceptions and crap all the time because you're throwing to the wrong person.
Just like the Packers.
Yeah. So it'll be like Wii, the Brett Favre edition or something, but... But yeah, I think it'll do worse, because I think the GameCube was just a more fun system. People could access it better, you know.
It was conventional.
Yeah. Like me, I bought one last year, and then I got one for Christmas also from you. But, you know, it's like, it was the third system I bought, but it was like, well, there's some games I've been wanting to play on the GameCube.
Right.
So it was $100, you know, and you got a second controller, and you got Mario Party, because they were liquidating them, basically, and so I finally bought them.
It's a lot, it's a lot easier to drop behind. I mean, maybe the Wii will sell, you know, sell better when it drops significantly in price like that, but I don't know. I mean,
we've gotten a lot of flack for our opinions on these systems, especially like on my site, on my forums. But, I mean, Jones and I, we're both about the same age. We've been playing video games pretty much our whole lives. We've owned
almost every system,
yeah. Nintendo, Genesis, Super Nintendo. I mean, we've seen all this stuff, and we're not in the industry, but we definitely, you know, have a good smell of the trends and thinking. And we also know a lot of non-gamers, people that don't go on forums that play video games. Our predictions for the end, you know, 5 years from now, you can email us if you're still around and let us know how we did. But predictions for the U.S. market at the end of the console wars would be Xbox 360 in first place, PS3 in second, and Wii in third. That's in America. In Europe, our predictions are Xbox 360 in first place, PS3 in second place, and Wii in third place. Yes, the emails start to pour in right now, I'm sure. And at the end in Japan, PS3 in first place, Wii in second, and Xbox 360 will probably have sold about its 100,000th console in Japan in 2010. So it'll be definitely in third. Anyway, these are our predictions. Since we're having our console wars, we might as well go out on a limb. Again, we don't answer to like mega gaming sites, so we can be as unobjective as we want.
That's right.
We have no editors, so.
But I think it's pretty legitimate. I mean, the 360 is going to have a 10 million console head start, and, you know, like we said before, you know, it's got all these games out there already, a lot of good games, too, and people can grab them right away, you know,
right.
And it's at a it's still an expensive machine, but it's much more reasonable than the PS3, and it's
right.
A lot more machine than the Wii.
But, of course, when we talked about these, you know, winning places, we're talking like 6 years down the road, you know,
when the dust settles.
I mean, the PS3 will be $200 eventually, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this is when the Xbox 720 and the
right.
PS4
are coming out. It's like, yeah. I mean, you know, people talk about, well, the PS2 is outselling the Xbox 360. It's like, yeah, and it's way cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's probably this holiday season. The PS2 will probably still outsell all of these systems.
I don't know about that.
Wouldn't surprise me.
It'll probably outsell the PS3. It might even outsell the Wii. Well, maybe. The Wii, I mean, everybody's talking about the Wii. They're talking about how they're going to get one, you know, opening day. But again, that's like, you know, all the Serenity fans. They all saw it opening weekend, and that was it.
And that was the end of
I
it,
I mean,
yeah.
I know that's a movie, and this is a video game system, but I think some of the same trends apply.
Yeah, there's parallels between
yeah.
them, so.
And, you know, Jones and I, you know, we're just two kind of average guys. But we do this a lot, you know, we always, like, predict, like, box office openings and stuff, and we're usually
pretty close.
Pretty close. Yeah. I mean, I've won the last couple ones, because didn't I bet, like, $150 million for Star Wars Episode 3? And
Yeah, I think so, because I said, like, $130 or something.
Yeah,
like
and we have our long-standing, Dale won the Snakes in a Plane opening weekend
yeah.
bet. Mine was actually about $3 million too high.
Yeah.
But we still were a lot closer than the studio estimates, which were often
yeah.
BS land.
And all the box office predictors, too, all the people they get paid to predict it, so.
Will Pirates of the Caribbean 2 open at more than $100 million? Yes.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Thanks for playing. I mean, this isn't rocket science. Or a long-standing Indiana Jones 4 bet, if that ever comes out.
Which I still think you're wrong on, but...
Oh.
Because you said $100 million or something
well,
for that.
We made this bet even before a movie had opened at $100 million.
Well,
this is like before even Spider-Man.
Well, see, actually, I should hedge that, because it's like, you know, by the time they finally bring it out, $100 million will probably be commonplace, so maybe you will be right. But when the bet was placed, there was no way in hell it was going to make that much money. But
Well, again, at the time, no movie had ever made over $100 million its opening weekend, but that was before... I mean, we made this bet like in 2001.
Yeah, it's been a while ago.
This is before like Spider-Man or Shrek 2 or Pirates of the Caribbean, so... So anyway, we like to predict numbers. It's fun. It's kind
yeah.
of like betting. And
means nothing, but it's fun, so...
Right, but you know, we just see how things work and we get an idea and... We'll see how close we were. People have emailed me and say, Ben, a year ago you said the PS3 would win. And I'm like, yeah, that was before I don't think anyone expected it to cost that much.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a bombshell. Yeah, once that happened, everything changed.
Yeah, you didn't know the particulars. You know, it's like we didn't know the particulars on the Wii a year ago either.
No, we knew about the controller quite a long time ago, but...
Yeah, but you didn't know, like originally they said it was going to be able to play DVDs, now it can't. You know,
right.
We didn't know about the virtual...
Console
thing.
Of course, remember the PS3 was going to have dual HDMI outputs, both capable of 1080 progressive.
Yeah,
and now they're
that.
Allegedly having trouble making games run at 60 FPS in 1080p.
And it was going to have
enough
3
Ethernet
ports and all that stuff.
All right, well, we should wrap this up because we've gone over. Oh, well, at least we're consistent.
That's right. You know what you're going to get with us now. So.
Yeah, so anyway, that was our next-gen console war predictions and how we feel about it. And do you think we're completely off?
And then we'll have a follow-up to this show in probably late November, early December, since we'll have actually gotten to...
Sales figures?
Well, we'll have actually gotten to touch
the
PS3 and the Wii
like
by that time.
Our impressions. Yeah. Yeah, we could do one like that. That would be cool.
Because, of course, the advantage the 360 has is we've gotten to play it for, you know, almost
a
year
and we're
now.
Biased because we've actually seen
we've
it.
We've touched it, and yeah, we know what it's capable
That's
of.
That's true. I mean, maybe the Wii will completely blow us away, but right now all we can do is predict, and hopefully someday we'll be able to, yeah, we'll touch these systems. That sounds sick. And
not in impure ways, though.
Yes. And we'll tell you what we think then. All right, well, thanks for listening to the podcast. It seems like a good number of you have been downloading these, so we appreciate it. I don't know if we'll ever get advertising because we rip on things so across the board. I don't know how we can be objective. Maybe MGD. I never rip on it.
Yes.
All right, so thank you for listening. This has been the BenHeck.com podcast, episode 3. We'll see you next time, or you'll hear us next time.
Happy gaming.